We begin the current and last daf Masechtas Kedushin, daf Pei Beis. We begin on the top of the Yomid. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, regarding the halachas of Yichud and of Arayis. So the Mishnah tells us, Lo Yilamed Odom Ravik, a single man, in other words, that he's not married to a woman, should not be teaching Seifrim, should be a teacher of little children. In other words, that shouldn't be a profession that he's accustomed to, and the Gemara will explain the reason for that. So too, v'loy talamid isha seifrim. A woman should not be accustomed to be a teacher of little children. Now, Rabbi Lazar, he says, av misha in loy isha, even someone that doesn't have a wife, which the Gemara will explain what is that, how is that different than the Tanna Kamma, should also be loy talamid seifrim, should not be a teacher of little children. Continuing, Rabbi Huda, he says, loy yira ravik behema. A single man should not be a shepherd of animals, so that he not be desire an animal for an intimate way. And so too, two single boys, men, should not be sleeping with one cloak, so that they shouldn't come to homosexuality. However, the sages say it's permitted because, first of all, that Jewish people are not suspect regarding homosexuality and bestiality and with an animal. Now, the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason for the first halacha of our Mishnah, which said that a bachelor, a single man, should not be a teacher of little children? So the Gemara says, Ile mishum yenuki, if it's because that they're suspect regarding homosexuality with the little children, but Vitani learned the Brai said, Amalei Rabbi Huda, that the sages said to Rabbi Huda in our Mishnah regarding a later halacha, which they dispute, that he had said that a single man are not allowed to sleep with one cloak. They said, Loi nechshetu Yisrael al mishkav zachav, loi abahema, that Jewish men are not suspect regarding homosexuality and regarding bestiality. So therefore, seemingly the halacha is according to everyone in the beginning of the Mishnah, but if there's no concern regarding mishkav zachar, so why would it be a problem about a single man being a teacher of little children? So Ella, rather, ravak mishum amasodi inuki, rather, the reason why the single man and the woman shouldn't be a teacher of little children is because the single man is because of the mothers of the children, who they're always there, they bring their boys, their children, to school, so it's because of the impropriety of that, having the mothers with the single man. And isha mishum avhasodi inuki, and a woman shouldn't be the teacher because of the fathers of the children that come to bring their children. Again, having that would be inappropriate, in contrast to a married man, that would be the ideal situation about who's the teacher of the little children. Now the Mishnah said, Rabbi Elazar Omer, says, Af Misha Ein V'chuli, says, even someone that doesn't have a wife should also not be a teacher of little children. So Yibaylu, the following question in clarifying Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Misha Ein Le'isha Klal, is it talking about someone that doesn't have a wife at all? Now as Rashi explains how that would be different than the Tanna Kamma who said regarding a single man, is because a Ravak is someone that never married a wife. Whereas Rabbi Elazar is coming to say that even if he once had a wife, but now he doesn't, that she died, such a man should also not be a teacher of little children. But if he has a wife, she just doesn't live with him, then it would be permitted. Or maybe Rabbi Elazar is saying so far that even a married man, but his wife is just not living with him, so he doesn't have a wife available, should also not be a teacher of little children, so because of the mothers that come and bring their children. So the Gemara says, Toshma coming here. Abrai said, says clearly that Af Misha Yeshloi, even a person that has a wife, but Ve'ena Shuri Yetzli, but doesn't live with him, Lo Yalamet Seifim should not teach little children. Again, because since he doesn't have a wife, and he's going to be having these other women bringing their children, again, that's an inappropriate situation, and therefore they shouldn't be teachers of little children. Rabbi Huda Aymer Lo Yira V'chul, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Huda said that a single man should not be a shepherd of animals, shouldn't even be sleeping with another man under the same blanket. Now, Tanya Lin Nabrai said, Amalei Rabbi Huda, that the sages who permitted the Mishnah, they said to Rabbi Huda that Lo Nechshedu Yisrael al Mishkav Zachar, V'lo Abahema, there's no concern, like you said, that he shouldn't be a shepherd of animals and they shouldn't sleep with another man under one cloak because we don't suspect the Jewish person for homosexuality and bestiality, and therefore there's no problem for those concerns regarding having those situations that could potentially provoke those type of situations. Now the Gemara continues with the last Mishnah of this Masechta, continuing on these themes. Kol sha'asakav im anashim, anyone that his work, his profession, is made for women, and women need him, lo yisachir im anashim, he shouldn't be secluded with women, even with many women, because He's very comfortable with them, and they all desire him, and they need his services. Whereas Rashi points out, whereas regarding another man, although we learned in the previous Mishnah on Daf Peyim Beis that a man is forbidden to have yichud with two women, but as Rashi points out, with three or four women it would be permitted. And that's why regarding the previous sugya that spoke about the men on the inside and the women on the outside, those who explained that it would be talking about forbidden one man even with many women with such a type of a person, where since his profession is with women, a regular man with three women, it's permitted. But this guy, even with 10 women, it's forbidden because he's so comfortable, he's so smooth with them, there would be halacha concerns of yichud even with many women. Now, continuing on that, the Mishnah tells us, so this is very concerning, a man that has this type of profession that's very involved with women, a person should not teach his child a profession that has to do with women. Now, continuing on the theme about what a person should teach his child as a profession, Rameyami says, a person should always teach his son, his child, a profession that's clean and easy. And the Gemara will explain what is that a reference to. Moreover, he should daven, should pray to the one that the wealth and the properties are his, because there is no profession that doesn't have people that are wealthy out of that profession and people that are poor in that profession. Because poverty is not from the profession, and neither is wealth from the profession. And therefore, a person shouldn't say in his heart, oh, this profession doesn't make a lot of money. It has nothing to do with that. Rather, everything is according to the person's merit, and he should beseech mercy from the one who the wealth is his, meaning it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moreover, Reb Shimon Elazar, he says, continuing on this concept about professions, says, Re'isa miyamecha, did you ever see in your life a wild animal or bird that has a profession? No. And they provide for themselves without pain. You see the animals, they have their sustenance there. Now, the animals were only created to serve me, man. Now, I was created to serve my creator. Now, isn't it a kavuchayim that I should be able to support myself without pain? So why is it we have to work so hard for professions? It's just because my actions were I had done evil, and therefore I cut away my livelihood. It's our sins, which started all the way back in the beginning, but Adam Rishon, that caused us to not be able to have our sustenance provided for us, and we have to work by the sweat of our brow. Now, Abu Gurion ish tzadion oimim b'shem Abu Gurion. Lo yilamet odem ez b'noi chamar. So we're talking about providing for a profession for one's child to teach him. So a person should not teach his son to be a donkey driver, or gamal, or a camel driver, or kadar, which is a wagon driver, or a sapon, or a sailor, a boat driver, because all these professions, there's thievery in it, because since they're always traveling, when they stay overnight, so they go into certain places and they take wood from people's vineyards and they take the fruits. Moreover, is that when they get hired out to people for deliveries, so then they transgress on the conditions. So therefore, you shouldn't be teaching your child a profession which is going to cause him to be a sinner. Moreover, you shouldn't teach him to be a roya, a shepherd, of even his own animals, because people violate where they have their animals graze in other people's fields. The chemveni, and neither should you teach him to be a storekeeper, where they're very proficient in overcharging, because they put water in the wine, they put pebbles in the wheat. Again, because these professions are professions of thievery. You're teaching him to end up stealing. Now, Rabbi Yehuda and Mishmoy, he says over the name of Abu Gurya, the Hachamor and Reuben Rishon, the majority of the camel drive of the donkey drivers are wicked. Again, because like we said, from this list, is because of the thievery where they make certain conditions, or when they're staying overnight, you put them in positions where they're going to end up sinning. Now, V'hagamal and Reuben Gesherim, but the camel drivers, the majority of them are upstanding. Because since they go on long journeys through deserts and through where there's wild animals and bandits, they're afraid for their life. And they break their heart for Hashem, saying, Hashem, please save me through this situation. So that ends up becoming a person, it becomes a just type of a person, because he understands he's in the hands of Hashem. And Hasafan and Reuben Chasidim, the sailors, the majority are pious ones, because they go to really dangerous places all the time. They're afraid for their life more than the camel drivers, where it's only when they're in the desert. Here on the high seas, anything could happen at all times. So therefore, the majority of them are pious. Now, Toiv Shabareifim LeGehenim. The best of the doctors go to Gehenna. Whereas Rashi says, because they're not afraid of sickness. They also eat healthy type of food. And therefore, they're not subservient. They don't break their heart to Hashem. Moreover, sometimes they kill people. And they could heal sick, poor people, but they don't heal them because of their policies that they have. And therefore, again, even the best of the doctors, the best of the doctors will go to Gehenna. V'akosher shebet avochem, and the upstanding ones of the butchers, where since there are situations when regarding shchita, which is a very fine art, there are sveikas, there are doubts regarding treifas, if it was a defect in the shchita, and he's concerned about his money because now you just lost the whole animal, that's a lot of money, and he's going to have people eat it. They're shutafish al amalek, their partners with amalek, the first people that attacked the Jewish people, which we have an obligation of destroying because of their what they do to the Jewish people. They're similar to what a sheikhid could do with his taking something that could be questionable, that cannot be kosher, and because of his money, he's willing to feed people that what's not kosher. Ibn Aroyamer, he says, Maniach ani kol umna shebo'im. He says, I would leave away every profession in the world. Ve'eni melamed es b'nei l'tayra, and I'm only going to teach my child Torah. That's the best discharah. It's the best profession. Shadim eichel mischar ba'il ma'zeh, because a person eats from its reward in this world. If I can't keep mischar ba'il ma'zeh, and the principle, he retains that for the world to come. Ushar kolom nesayinu kim, but other professions are not like that. Kshadim bo'li dey chayli, al dey zikna, al dey surin, when a person becomes ill, or elderly, or afflicted, ve'en yochel asik b'mlach, and he can't work anymore, harei yimeis barav, he dies from starvation. Aval Torah ain't the king, but the Torah is not like that, because even if a person becomes older or he becomes afflicted with troubles and he can't learn in Torah, he still eats from the reward of the Torah that he had done when he was younger. Like the Mishnah was gonna quote the pasuk Ayinim Beseva. Elam Sham Rasim call Rabban Arusa. Rather, by learning Torah, it saves him from all bad in his youth. And when they send us like Achas V'tikva B'zeknus, it gives him an end and a hope for when he becomes elderly. Because Benarusim, what does it say regarding when in his youth? It says like a pasuk in Yeshayah. It says, "Bekayvi Hashem, those who hope for Hashem, Yechalifu Koyach, will become regenerated with strength." What does it say regarding when he's elderly? It says a pasuk in Tehillim, "Oydinuv Maseva, they will be even fruitful in their age when they're older." And Bechinu Oymer Avram Avinu. So too it says by Avram Avinu. Avram Zaken, Avram was elderly. Hashem Berachas Avram Bakal, and Hashem benched Avram with everything again, which you usually don't have with any profession, but Torah is something that you could take into your old age. As we find that Metzinu Shas Avram Avinu is called Torah Kula, actually Nitna. Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah until it wasn't given. So he had those brachas, Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk, Ikev Asher Shama Avram Bakali, that since Avram heard my voice, the Yishma Mishmartin, he kept my safeguards, mitzvayse, chukayse, b'sarayse, my commandments, my statutes, and my tairas. So you see that Avram Avinu was zeichet to those brachas even when he became elderly. So therefore, I'm only going to teach my son tairas because that's the best profession than anything else. Now, Tanya Banu Linda Braisa, regarding what the Mishnah opened up with regarding someone that his profession has to do with women. Kol she'asakav imanashim, anyone that his business revolves around women. So suray ra, so he's accustomed to bad. In other words, if you're going to be close to this person to bring him into your house, you're going to be bringing bad into your house. This is someone that you can't trust with the women in your family. Kagoyin Hatzorifim, for example, like those who are the goldsmiths, which they make for women, all this jewelry, and therefore the women are the ones that are very into these things. Or Vasrikim, or they comb the garments of women, which erases the fibers. Again, that's a thing that women are very into. Or Vahanakairis, they clean out the handmills. The mill is the thing that's used to grind, which women are the ones that do these types of malachas, as the Mishnah says in Masechtas Ksubos, that these are the types of things women do, and he cleans it out, so he has to do with women a lot. Or ha'reichlin, or the peddlers that sell these types of spices to women. Again, it's the women that are buying these things, v'hagardim, and the weavers, v'asaparim, and the barbers, where again, the women need them for their children, so the women are the ones that are there with them. V'hakaifsim, and the laundress, v'hagara, and the bloodletter, which he's called a gara because he diminishes the blood in the person. V'habalon, and the one who warms up the bathhouses. V'haborsaki, and the one who tans the leather. which is for them to wear and to use as shoes. These are people that, the women are the ones that are involved with these type of professionals, and because of that, they're not so trustworthy regarding women. That's why, as the Mishnah said, they can't even miyached with many women. Moreover, says the Braisa, you cannot appoint from any one of these professions, not a king and not a high priest. Now, my time, what's the reason? Not because there's any psul, any invalidation in who they are. It's a downgraded type of a profession, and therefore it's not appropriate to appoint them to such a high office. Once we mentioned the Gara, so the Gemara tells us there's 10 things that are said regarding the blood letter. First of all, he goes on his side, which means to say that he goes with an upright posture. Veruchi gasa, he has this expansive spirit, which is an ego. Venitla v'yeshiv, and when he sits suspended, which is Rashi says these first three things are different signs of haughtiness, but they're all different one from the other, and they're not like the way upstanding kosher people are. Now, this concept of nitla b'yeshev is he's suspended as he sits. It means he only sits if he could lean on something, either backward or on his side. Well, the way a bal gaiva would sit. Now, the reason why a bloodletter has gaiva is because people give their lives literally over to him, where he's taking their blood out, and their life are in his hands. So he becomes a bal gaiva. He feels more superior to other people. More of a ve'inay tzara. He's very stingy with his own money to spend it on anything because he's so accustomed to eating by the people that let blood. They would always eat a healthy meal because it's dangerous if you don't eat well enough, because when you let blood, then you become very weak. So he's not used to spending his own money because he eats with them, the people that are letting blood. And ve'enoi ra, he has a evil eye. In other words, he looks at healthy people and he hopes, I hope they get sick and that they're going to need my services. So he can't fargin other people. Oich laharba, he eats a lot, again, as we said, because he's so accustomed to eating with so many people every single day, because everyone that lets blood have to have a whole meal, and he eats with them. Umaytzi kima, and when he relieves himself, very little comes out, because he eats very refined type of food, which is refined bread and fatty meat, which, as the Gemara says elsewhere, diminishes the amount of excrement that the person has. And again, as we said, because whoever lets blood has a very healthy type of a meal. And v'choshet al arayis, he suspect regarding arayis, because again, as we said, this is one of the things that women are very accustomed to doing and very involved with him. So he has this type of relationship with them, and therefore he suspect regarding immorality. V'alagesl, regarding theft, because the women steal from their husbands and give it to him to be able to use his services. V'al shvichas damim, and also regarding murder, because sometimes he could diminish from their blood less than the minimum required of a revius of blood in them, and he could kill the person. So these are the 10 things that are regarding a blood letter. Now the Gemara continues regarding, as the halacha of Ramei was mentioned, the Mishnah, that so too Dorsh Bakapara, Bakapara had lectured, and he said, a person should always teach his child a profession that's clean and easy. So the Gemara said, Mahi, what is that? So Rabbi Yehuda, he says, as we continue on top of Ahmed Bey's, Machto de Tamayusa, stitching of embroidery, which is specifically when you stitch like in furrows, just like when it's done in a field that's plowed. So you stitch in furrows, that's something that's easy, it's clean, that's an ideal type of profession that one should teach one's child. Now, Tanya Morber, Linda Bryce, the Rebbe Aimi, he says, there's no profession that just ceases to exist in this world. Whether it's a clean profession, whether it's the repulsive profession, if there's a need for it, if he's not going to learn it, someone else is going to learn it, somebody's going to do that job. Now, but says Rabbi, Asher Misha Roya is Hayav B'umnis Ma'ula, but praiseworthy is someone that sees his parents and his children in a clean type of profession. Oyle L'Misha Roya is Hayav B'umnis Paguma, but woe to a person that sees his parents in a deficient, in a downgraded type of a profession. Because, E'ef Shalom Eilam B'lay Basim, you're right, the world's not possible to have someone that doesn't sell aromatic spices. U'B'lay Borskin, there's also not possible a person not to be a tanner. You need both of these professions. And these professions will always be. But Asher Mishum Nasib Basam, praiseworthy is the person that his profession is that of that has to do with Basamim, with these pleasant aromas. V'oyle L'mishum Nasib Bursikim, what a person that his profession is that with these smelly hides, which, again, is going to be his profession, but praiseworthy the one that has the more ideal situation. So to E.F. Shalayim B'lay Zacharim B'lay Nekevis, the world cannot exist without males and females. But Asher Mishum B'lay Zacharim, Praiseworthy is the person that his children are male. Va'oilei lemisha banam nekeves. Woe to the person that his children are females. Again, because you need both, but one is more ideal in the challenges or the environmental challenges that it brings up. So more gliklach, how much easier is it in certain situations than others? He says, says a person should always teach his child a profession that's clean and easy. But he should always beseech mercy from the one, Hashem, that the wealth and the properties are his. Because poverty does not come from the profession, and neither does wealth come from the profession. Rather, from the one that the wealth is his, like it says in Pasuk in Chagai, liha kesev, liha zav, no Hashem tzavakas. Hashem, the Lord of hosts, says, for me is the silver, for me is the gold. In other words, it's mine. And if you really want it, you have to ask Hashem. It's not from the profession itself. Now, the Mishnah said, Yipshim Nalazah, he says, Imri Isa Miyamecha, if you ever saw an animal that has a job, no. And we need the should we. So the Gemara expounds on this. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, he says, I never saw a deer that was working a job which dries out the figs, the dates in the summer months. Neither did I ever see a lion that was a porter that has to carry heavy loads. Or Vishul Khanvani, neither did I ever see a fox that was a store owner. Yet they get provided for without any pain. Easy, this part of their habitat, how they live. And they were only created to serve me. I was created to serve my Creator. So these, they were created only to serve me. They get provided for without any pain. Mean that I was created to serve my Creator. Isn't it a kavod chayim that I should be provided for without any pain? Just because I have made wicked my actions, and therefore I've cut away my provisions, my livelihood, and that's why we have to work so hard. So the passing in Yirmi, it says, it's your sins that have turned all of these things, as the passage continues, it's your sins that have prevented the good from coming to you. Now the Gemara concludes this Masechta with a quote from the Mishnah, that he says, I would forsake every profession in the world and only teach my child Torah, because Torah is the best profession. Tanya learned the Brayso, which expands on this. He says, I will leave away all professions in the world. I'm only going to teach my child Torah. Because every profession in the world, it only stands for him when he's young. Which means to say that the reward for your job will not last at a later point in time. It's only what you make at that moment, which is what you're earning. It's only then that you earn. But when he becomes older, then he could just be laying there in hunger and starvation. But Torah is not like that. It stands for him when he's in his youth. It also gives him an end and a hope for when he becomes older. In other words, the reward comes automatically even when he has lengthy days. Even when he's sick and he's elderly that he can't even learn the Torah at that point, he still eats, he still gets the gain from the Torah that he learned in his youth. Where the Esel Dusama, I mean, what does it say regarding in his youth? It says the pasuk, those who hope Hashem, they will become regenerated, renewed with strength. Yalo Iver Kanashom, they will lift up limbs like eagles. And Ziknusa Emir, what does it say regarding when he becomes older? It's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, they will even be fruitful in their elderly age, which means to say they will sprout and they will have the reward even when they're elderly. The Sheinivar and Anam Yiu, they will be vigorous and fresh, again, even when they become older. And therefore, the Heroi said, the only thing I can teach my child, although there's an obligation to teach a child a profession that he can provide for himself, the best profession you could teach, says Ram Heroi, is not any other profession, because that's not really what's going to bring the money. It's all Lemisha Oisha Shaloi, and therefore the best profession that's going to provide for him, even when he's elderly, sick, and going through difficulties, is the learning of Torah. Hanulah Chasar Yuchsin, we shall return to you the fourth paragraph of Masechta Kedushin, paragraph Chasar Yuchsin, Veslikla Masechta Kedushin, we have completed the Masechta of Kedushin.